Right now, let us bring in Pat Pagano, our forecaster emeritus.
Advice on it.
Why is this doing this again? This really gets to me every once in a while because I don't know why certain things there or that's going to be. But there, Pat, good morning.
Much better because you were cut. Like there was no tomorrow.
Well, what a morning it is around here. It doesn't matter that the temperature is 35. The ground is freezing, and all the schools in our location in New York are either on a two-hour delay, or one's on a two-hour delay. The other ones are closed. Region one has not done anything, but this rain. I woke up about 2:30 to check out, and it seemed okay out there. But then at about 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning, everything just froze up. And I'll tell you what, Pat, those mats that I put down on my deck to get out to the car were perfect. But thank goodness Heidi, who comes and watches the dogs and take care of my house when I'm not there, she had animal-safe salt, and that's the only way I got to my car. I pulled to the station, and the parking lot was just solid ice because it was all pebbles.
Right.
So we called our guys that and gals that do it, Kindred Property Care. They waited. I waited in my car. They were here in 10 minutes. Heavy layer of salt on the entire parking lot. Heavy layer of salt and sand up my ramp. And then an extra strap, Pat. They even made sure they stayed and walked with me up the ramp to make sure I got up the ramp.
You can't get anything better than that.
That's what you call customer service.
Yep. More than that, really.
So anyway.
That's almost like family service, but yeah. That's great. And this precipitation, which is principally in the form of freezing rain, will be moving out, I would think, by 9 a.m. And then sun and clouds and getting windy. The highs today will be in the low 40s. But that wind will blow over 25, 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
Tonight, clear and breezy in the low 20s. Partly sunny, breezy Thursday, mid-30s. And then Thursday night into Friday, early, snow showers. There could be a light accumulation. Would not surprise me get an inch. And the high 35 to 40. So that could be the white Christmas. If you're looking for snow on the ground, that could be the white Christmas. Christmas Day, snow showers in the morning will change to rain showers and end. And in the afternoon, it'll just be cloudy, mid-40s. And right now, Sunday looks to be cloudy and highs still in the 40s.
Well, you know, Pat, we've been together for a long time, and you've been through all my foot surgeries and now my two stem cell transplants for the knees. Through all this, I have been so fortunate that weather never affected me getting into work. And my luck ran out this morning, like I said, having to sit in the car. That's not too bad, though, for the four foot surgeries and the two knee procedures. So that's not too bad over a 5.5 year period.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all.
Very lucky.
And the weather is not too bad, considering what it could be.
No, but you know, I'll be honest with you. Snow is a lot easier because I have those track boots that go over your shoes. But, you know, when it's so icy and you've got to use canes, that's the problem with ice.
Yeah.
Your feet are fine, but the canes, you get no support from your crutches. You can't get support because they slip and slide. That's the difference between ice and snow. In snow, you can have stuff that helps your feet, and even in ice, as long as there's no ice. But the minute there's ice, your crutches are useless. Your canes are useless.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine you are right. I'm in the lower Hudson Valley, and here it's above freezing. It's 38. So we've just been having some very light rain. To be honest with you, I really didn't think that the precip from this offshore storm would come this far north, including our listening area. I just didn't think it would. And I thought that it would be so dry that if it did come this far north, it would evaporate. But fooled me because the modeling was right. The modeling said there would be some light precipitation this morning, and they called the shots on this one. So they did very, very good. I hope they're wrong as far as the Christmas weekend. It would be nice not to have any precip to worry about on Christmas Day, because people are going to be traveling. But we shall see. Right now, it does look to be light. It's certainly not going to be too much heavier than what you're seeing overnight and this morning.
All right, so there's no surprises. All the models line up for this weekend.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I think so. Did you watch any good movies yesterday?
I'm trying to think. No, what I did yesterday was my bedroom was a mess. Okay? A mess. Because I've been very lazy because of my knees. And instead of putting clothes away, they were stacked up all over the place, right? It looked like the storage room for a clothing store. So I took, because it takes me a little longer, because I have to do it in a chair, I took 3.5 hours and folded and set up and everything and put everything where it meant to be. And I have a perfectly arranged and clean and beautiful bedroom.
There you go. Okay, that was good. You need the incentive to do something like that.
And like I said, I was really weak and tired at the end of it all. But then waking up this morning, and I found, the funny thing is, Pat, I found a whole bunch of shirts and stuff that I haven't been able to get into, that I've set aside that I have to send out to the cleaners. But I also found 3 pair of pants. And I just looked at them and said, I should be able to get them. So I put I wore the one pair of pants today. They're too big. I have a belt on, and the belt's all the way in, and they're too big. Walking up the ramp with all the ice and with everything else, they kept sliding down, even with the belt. So I have to donate these three pair of pants that I found. And I think today's project will be the closet in the bedroom, where I just have, if I've got these clothes that are just too big for me and I can't wear them, I'm going to donate them to the Bargain Barn so somebody who is that size can wear them. But so it's kind of weird sitting here. But so yesterday was a very, very good day for doing stuff.
Well, that's great. That's great. I'm glad that, you know, you got all of that stuff done. I mean, I did the little things that I had to do, but certainly nothing major. And I think the only thing I have to do today, and I don't know what kind of luck I'm going to have with this one, is I want to go get tested, because the house that I'm going to on Christmas Day has a 95-year-old woman and has also another lady who has breast cancer, is going for chemo, highly compromised. So I feel at this point right now that I should be tested, because I, you know, if I'm asymptomatic, I certainly don't want to spread it to their house. But what kind of luck am I going to have getting a test today? You tell me.
It'll be tough, but you'll be able to find a place. Search it out on the internet.
Oh, I know. I'm going to my urgent care center, which is Crystal Run, you know, and I am a patient there. So my name's in the computer. But I still don't know how long I'm going to wait.
Probably going to have that.
I am working.
I would think you're probably going to have, I would think maybe an hour or two wait.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, unless because people are out shopping, and maybe not. You never can tell.
No.
But I think you know, if it makes them feel more secure and you feel secure knowing that you're not going to infect anybody else, it's worth your time, even though it takes away from your work time.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
All right. Well, with that being said, it's tomorrow is Christmas Eve.
Right.
The double Eve.
Right.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yep. Time goes by.
Time flies. All right, Pat, I want you to be safe today, and good luck getting that test done. And I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Okay. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio. As we come up to end the first hour this morning, be careful out there. It's getting warmer. But if you've got untreated surfaces around your house or business, be very careful. That is the word to the wise. Folks on Facebook Live, thanks for joining us this morning. I couldn't individually welcome you all this morning because I just fell behind because I couldn't get in here. But thank you for watching, and you can join us now streaming live or else on your smart speaker. Everybody else, stay with us. We've got two more hours. Angelo Paul Ramuni, my good friend, is going to be joining us talking about accordions and his accordion museum. That'll be coming up in the next hour along with music and more of our features. So stay with us here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.